It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Carbon County Clerk Auditor Seth Marsing, and we've got a primary election coming up in June, which is not really that far away when you sit down and think about it. So it is just a straight Republican primary. That's the only party that had enough candidates that required a primary. So we're going to talk about that part right there, how you can register to vote in the primary. There's some stipulations there. And then what all it's going to take as far as, you know, when the ballots will be mailed out, when in-person voting will begin, early voting, all of those things. And just to kind of help us, guide us through this, we brought Seth in to talk about it. So, Seth, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's dive into this and talk about the primary. Now, the primary election is going to be held June 28th.
Correct.
And you said that this is a straight Republican primary, and there is a reason for that, and you wanted to let people know that. And then what do people need to do if they want to vote in this primary?
Yeah, I think in the past we've had people with a little bit of confusion about why there was only a Republican primary. This year, the reason is that, and the same as in previous years, is that there's only Republican candidates enough that they need to have a primary to decide who goes to the general ballot. Other parties didn't have enough candidates. You mentioned there was a deadline March 31st to register. The Republican Party has rules that you have to be registered Republican, and you have to register by the 31st of March to be able to vote in their election. The one exception there is if you're a newly registering voter or you're an unaffiliated voter, you can affiliate Republican all the way up to Election Day to be able to vote.
So if you are, this is like a first time voting for you, or if you have marked that you're unaffiliated, now you can go through, if you would like to vote in the Republican primary, and register as a Republican all the way up until the day of the vote. And how do people go to register as a Republican voter? Is it on the county website? Is it the state Republican Party website? What's the easiest way?
Yeah, probably the easiest way is just through our office. You can come in and get a registration and fill it out while you're there. Even if you came in Election Day and wanted to vote while you're there, you could register, fill out a registration and vote at that time. You can vote, or you can register, on vote.utah.gov. If you want to register online, you can do that too.
Okay. And this year, as in years past, there will be mail-in ballots that will be mailed out. And you said to start looking for those in your mailbox right around June 10th through the 13th, somewhere in there?
Yeah, our mailer will send them out June 7th, but they generally take 3, 4, or 5 days to get out. So, yeah, look, 10th to 13th is probably a good time frame.
Okay, so keep looking for those. And then if that's how you wanted to vote, there will be different drop boxes at locations around the county. And this year, this election, this primary election, the state requires something a little different than years past. And what is that?
Yeah, they passed new legislation this year where they require a ballot box in each municipality. We'll have one in each city office, save Price's city office, because we've got one at the county inside and one outside that meets that requirement. So any of those locations, you can drop off your ballot.
So in any of the municipalities across the county, you'll be able to take your mail-in ballot and drop it off there. But if someone wants to mail it in, when does it have to be postmarked by?
Yeah, that's one other thing in state code. It just needs to be postmarked the day before the election. So if you're going to mail it back, drop it in the mail June 27th, so it's postmarked that date. Otherwise, if you want to on June 28th, just drop it in any of the drop boxes or bring it into our office.
Okay, so there are those things. And you were also wanted to let people know about early voting. When does it start? When does it end? Those kinds of things.
Right, great. We'll have early voting for 4 days, June 21st through 24th. The 21st to the 23rd, it'll be 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then we do an extra hour on that Friday, the 24th, until 6 p.m., so 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can vote in person at the Carbon County Administration Building, and it's the same for Election Day, the 28th. You can vote there in person. We have ADA machines, and you can vote from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day.
And will that be the only place, or will all the municipalities and all the districts have voting places set up as well?
No, we changed that a couple of years ago, and just to kind of streamline it and make it easy, the only voting location for in-person voting is at the county building.
Okay. So otherwise, if you have the mail-in vote, you can mail that in as long as it's postmarked by the 27th, or just drop it off at any of the drop boxes in the area.
Correct.
All right. So once again, June 28th is voting days. It starts at 7 a.m. It'll go till 8 p.m. at the county building there. And this is a primary, Republican primary election, so you have to be a registered Republican. If you need help with any information on this, I'm sure that you guys are more than willing to walk people through and let them know what they need to do to get through this. So how can they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, we'd love to help anybody that has questions or needs help. You can come into our office at 751 East 100 North, Suite 1100, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or else call us. Phone number is 435-636-3224. We'd love to chat with you.
All right. Seth Marsing, Carbon County Clerk Auditor. Thanks for taking out the time to come in and kind of helping people with this this primary election, a Republican primary. It's going to take place on June 28th. If you've got any questions, give them a call down at the county building. Seth, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen to Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.